adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. That's the voice of the internet.
Yeah. Are you ready for adventures? Are you ready for pathfinding?
Nissan Pathfinder.
Pathfinder, that movie.
Yeah. So...
Where's my,
Yeah, I should probably...
Where's your what?
I guess we...
My character sheet.
I don't know.
Are you as... No, you're...
Oh, it might be over there.
Probably mine over
this?
There.
This? Yep.
Yeah. This is yours?
Yeah.
So who wants to recap?
You do.
I mean, the cat guy doesn't know anything.
That rogue that we got in our group does.
Oh, do you have a rogue in our group?
Yeah, that rogue that you convinced to join us.
Tenpenny?
Yeah.
Tenpenny can do it because she doesn't know much. She just showed up.
Where are those pencils, Eric?
Oh, yeah, I don't have any pencils on. God. There's one in that...
fuck.
Right, yeah, so I didn't know if that was your special painting pencil.
No.
Well.
No, it's too deep.
Hey!
Yeah.
Hey, you guys! Well, I was cooking stew. There's a cat.
Do it in a rap voice.
I was cooking stew late one night and the pussy came in and gave me a fry.
Well, sounds like you're doing it.
Keep it going.
I wasn't there for that part, so I don't know.
You can make it up.
Rolled a 20, got on my good side. Then I told him I'd fight on his side.
Then I told him I'd legit. Fight and protect his hide. Meow, meow, meow.
Well, my name is Schnuffert, and I'm here to say I like ranging in a ranging way.
All right. All right, I'm happy with that.
If what I won't do is get next to a guy with a gun.
Yeah.
They stole Argentina. You're chasing down
Argentina.
Argentia.
That doesn't rhyme.
We're chasing.
I think she's under the stairs.
Argentina.
Yeah, we killed a dude in a room with skeletons.
Yeah, who just happened to be there. Guys showed up at a good time. Batman's here.
Another
Batman's here.
There's
for the listeners,
multiple
we have Batman minis, and they're all doing cool poses.
Except for the two that are falling asleep.
Yeah. Well, three of them threw through a window just now.
The Dark Knights are here.
So, yeah, I think we left off. Rockar's dead. And his TM skeletons. Wilhelm and Tenpenny were down in the...
You're going to.
Like, the living room or whatever.
I don't know
how to use this. Did you not get any
pictures?
It's a cannon, man. You point and click. And then it goes boom.
What?
So, I think that was it.
We killed that one main bad guy.
Yeah, I killed Rockar. Rockar's dead.
Rockar is rocked off.
Rockar's raiders are, aside from a couple stragglers.
Yeah, we still got a bunch of dead people.
Sick people.
Yeah,
sick
dead
people.
Bodies, and there's a room full of sick people that have yet to...
Well, we haven't gone in the basement.
Maybe they failed their perception checks, I don't know.
We haven't gone into the basement yet, either.
Yeah, there's no basement. These stairs went up to the...
No,
well, the
you said there was...
Say there's a cellar or something where she was in.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, so I guess we'll just start from there.
And the cat person killed the thing before we could answer the little imp thing.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Face
are evil.
He's like, I'll ask you one question. You know what this is? No? Okay.
Let's not be racist here, David. Not all things.
Fays are evil.
I forgot about that.
And he would have died anyway
we
if
we
just
that
left
other
him in the
fey,
cave.
We got that other fey outside looking.
You're so fey.
I'd rather him die a slow death.
And also doesn't
without a bunch of information.
Also doesn't tell me that he was evil.
He walked away.
He would have literally raped you guys.
He would have gone and told
awkward
us.
Awkward and terrible.
What do we, hey, so what do you want to play Phil's character? To have him leave? Or have her leave?
I think Phil should just start an inn. He's going to start an inn at this lodge that's emptied out. And,
No, it's going to be like a nurse's station to take care of the ill.
Okay. That's true. He's, Or maybe just, he doesn't have a gun, yeah, so he feels alone.
She's she feels repentive for killing,
I think, yeah.
I'm just saying she.
So,
I,
unfortunately,
I mean,
unfortunately.
Distraught.
Unfortunately.
Killing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, when she goes to put the first syringe in, it explodes.
Two bombs in a row. So I guess, yeah, we'll start with Tenpenny. In the center of the room, there's a, Tenpenny stands over it, and she's just kind of staring down.
What's
at
that?
This, like, giant. I haven't drawn, I don't know what other, who that is. There's a, just like a giant, like, bearskin rug. Tenpenny walks over.
The ninja.
Oh. Thank
you. Tenpenny walks over and just sort of, like, she's like, and just kicks it to the side, and, like, beneath, suddenly, like, the, underneath the rug is, like, a trap door. And, she's like, who has the keys? Jesus Christ, that's not even close to her voice.
Who took it?
Have the keys.
I think I took him.
No.
Wait, didn't she?
I do, I think.
Didn't she take them and, like, run downstairs and open a chest?
She was thrown one key.
Yeah.
Well,
Rockar gave her a key.
Well, whoever has the key opens it up.
I do, because I have two keys on my
list. Yeah. Okay. She just motions to you. It's like, hey, big man, come on. She, like, taps on the trap door.
I did give her that masterwork thief tool, and she was quite appreciative of that. I remember that. I gotta get back into my character. I forgot.
It's been a while. All right. Set. I'm ready. Think like a cat.
So,
I forgot what people were.
He's meditating before he opens the trap door.
All right, so...
Oh, you're the barbarian,
yes,
right?
Drash will unlock...
Okay, so, you unlock it, and you hear, you know, just, like, just creaks open, and in there is, like, just this, very dirty, filthy woman who's in just, like, a cage, and it opens up from the top, and basically...
Don't stab her!
I'll start looking at her clean.
I will allow it.
And,
I just sit back.
And, like, suddenly you just hear this, like, don't think you're gonna have your way with me! And she's like, she looked down, she's got like her fists, her fists are balled up, and she's just ready to fight, and she's like, who are you guys?
Can I do a diplomacy check and be like, we're here to save you?
Yeah, sure.
You need to do a diplomacy check?
Yeah, I don't think you need to do that.
Well, I mean, just to try to get her on her, to have her trust us.
Okay.
That's all.
Well, I don't know if that's gonna hit, but...
I will.
She she's like, well, I don't recognize you. That's a step
we're
in the right direction.
I assume you're Lady Argente.
She's like, I am. Are you? You're not with the Raiders, are you?
No, we came from Heldron. Iona hired us.
There's a big collider there.
Oh, I can't do chip voice.
Oh, my heroes.
Yeah. I could do the, like, yeah, I could do like the Princess Peach thing, but. Anyway.
I don't want any cake.
Yeah. Well, she's got some. Anyway.
I'll eat.
I say, hey,
she's like, well, don't just stand there. Help me out of here.
I'll help her out, and then I'll be like...
It's like a prepubescent boy.
Okay. Well.
She puts her hands up. Or just,
oh,
no.
Yeah, I'll pull her out.
You pull her up? Okay.
And
yeah, she weighs nothing. You're able to just, like, yank her out.
Outside of the game, real quick, I say...
Outside
I don't think I have to say. I say it, but...
Meta, holy shit.
David says.
This is weird, guys.
David's thinking that the cat said.
I know my character wouldn't know this, but we found some rings with like an insignia. I'm pretty sure it's her stuff. Whoever has it, I would think maybe be like, hey. But whatever your character wanted to do. Anyway, just a reminder of whoever has that stuff.
I don't even know.
All right, back in game.
The barbarian picked it up.
Yeah,
let's just assume Eric's got everything.
Big guy, keep holding these things.
I'm a baby.
Hey, I only have a 9 strength. I'm lazy.
Yeah.
So,
16.
Yeah, she comes out and she brushes herself off. And
why did they put you in there? Was there a game plan?
I got it. Okay.
She's like, they planned on ransoming me.
Yes, continue.
She slowly unzips her blouse. If blouses have zippers, I'm a virgin. I'm a virgin.
This is zippered blouse.
Yeah,
okay.
A zippered blouse. It's Pathfinder, man.
Somebody manufactures zippers in Pathfinder.
I go make love to the Strix in the tree.
It's not a Strix.
It's got
you
wings.
Wish it was a Strix.
It's a Strix.
It's got wings. It's got to be.
So,
before we went to that cave full of little Strix flying around.
That was fun.
So, yeah, she's essentially explaining, like, I was coming back from Kadira. We were attacked. Every one of my guards were killed, as far as I know. And I was taken prisoner. I was told I was going to be ransomed off. What about, like, the demons? Did you guys kill the demons? She starts, like, looking around frantically.
I don't know.
Demons?
You guys can probably...
Old pussy galore behind me here killed the one in the cage upstairs.
Me? Yeah.
She's like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Fae? I said, do you mean Fae?
She's like, I don't know what they are, but they're tiny, and they're mischievous, just terrible little creatures.
We did kill a bunch
of
them.
Oh, we did kill some, yeah.
Yeah, she like...
One exploded in the mist. It was kind of amazing.
Actually, a lot of them did.
Yeah.
I remember right. One of them came out of a deer.
She's like, oh, thank the gods. And she shows your arm. She's got, like, several tiny pinhooks. They were just stabbing me as they were dragging me towards the lodge. These little things were just like...
Those little bastards.
Yeah.
Sounds like Gulliver's Travel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
they weren't, like,
so basically
down.
They were shooting those little bow arrows.
Yeah, yeah. They're
If I had the little arrows,
she's
I'd
like, I managed to kick one.
I kicked one too. It blew up.
Good. And then
see, you can still see parts of it on my face.
Her gaze. Sorry, what?
Does my character know anything about the backstory? I don't know if they told me any of this stuff.
I don't think we talked. About
yeah, you guys haven't really had. Yeah, they were almost ready to attack you.
Out of game. Somebody ask her about why the marriage got called off between her and the other guy. All
right. Well, while you guys are...
I'm only in character right now.
Well, I guess, Jiro, is there anything you want to do at the moment?
I want to do...
She's still kind of getting her bearings. She's been, like, her eyes are kind of hurting from the light.
So what happened with... You were supposed to be married to somebody,
her.
Is that...
Just, okay.
Oh.
I'll just go in online. Or counterclockwise. Heal check. Besides the cuts on her arm, and they're fairly minor, she seems okay. She doesn't seem to be sick at all. She seems to be fairly healthy. Maybe just a little dehydrated.
Psychological damages.
Probably normal clothing right now, right?
Yeah. She's not she's not like god, like scantily clad.
Well, her
boobs aren't hanging out.
Hold on.
Discuss in excruciating detail how bouncy your boobs are.
So I guess I'll work on that.
Okay. So yeah, I'll just assume that you've been like room.
How do they check?
There are a couple rooms you guys haven't looked into yet, obviously.
I hate myself.
The sick room you guys haven't met. Snore.
That's why there's no females in this group here.
Snark
fart.
Goldschlager.
Comes back to butter.
Snark fart.
Snark fart. I thought you named was like sherbert or something.
No, snark fart.
Sherbert it is. It sticks.
Snark fart.
Snarbart.
He didn't even remember your own name.
Snarbart.
It means whiskers in German.
Sherbert it is.
I thought his name was like Whiskers No Gun or something.
It is.
Like
Snarbart kind of pistolin. Since I don't really know anything about this woman, I'm just going to, I'll go help Giro look for...
Giro,
sorry.
I mean, if you guys want to pretend you know each other's names, super old school.
I just met these guys.
Yeah.
I go get a Giro.
I'll go with him and help him look for winter clothing for her and just see if I find anything else later on.
Here's that rainbow blanket.
Willem, anything you'd like to do?
Like
I said, she's kind of brushing herself off. She's getting accustomed to finally being out. She's stretching.
So we heard that we had heard you were getting married, and what happened with that?
She sighs. She like rolls her eyes. She's like, oh, the gossip. Yes, I was seeing a Kadir noble, and the wedding has been called off. Yes. No. That is all the info I will be giving. And that is all that happened.
Okay.
And that is that. So, please don't pry into my personal life.
So, cheated, right?
Mm-hmm. She's like, ah. Idiot.
Second.
She's like, this is hardly a way to greet a lady, especially if one of my status. He's like, I'll take your silence as a
understanding. My parents are rich.
He's like, as are mine. She's like, huh.
Well, I do have a wedding dress I haven't used.
I can assure you. She's like, I can assure you.
I don't care.
I can assure you, even though filthy, this dress is worth more than your life. Zerash?
You know, I'm rich too, but I'm not as much of a bitch as you are.
Ooh.
I say from the other room. She's like, eh. She's like, so who's taking me out of here? Anyway, Zerash?
I'll produce the signet ring. I go, is this yours, miss?
She sees it. She's like, oh! Thank you so much. And yeah, her attitude and demeanor has completely changed. She's like, oh, thank you so much. This is my grandfather's, who was grandfather, blah, 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 doesn't matter. Thank you so much.
She put it on.
Yeah, she puts it on right away.
I go, in my culture, if a man gives another woman, that means you're married to me now. So,
She puts like her arms down to her side. And she's just kind of like, just put me back in the cage.
Wherever you want to do it, baby. Let's go.
But as she's...
See, you're mean to the wrong idiot.
While
I was nice about going right now.
While Jiro and Snarf... Snarfbart.
Snarbart.
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 Snarbart. Snarbart Rainbow. Snarbart are looking for clothing for her. She looks around and she looks behind her and there's Tenpenny. And she's just like, oh my god! That's one of them! And she, like, runs over to Zerash. She starts trying to grab his sword, or his warhammer, like, out of his...
He's good. She's good.
I said,
don't
lower!
Worry.
And
Tenpenny's
like, hey, whoa, come on. I never kidnapped you. Come on.
She's just the cook. She's fine now.
Can we ask her what she knows about these bandits? Like, and can she elaborate more on the demons? Or, I'm saying barbarian. What you talking about, demons?
She's like, I already told you. I don't know what they are. They're little demon bastard. They're like smaller than maybe gnome size.
What's that thing in a tree?
I don't know what you're talking about. I was in a cage. And she points.
So she's trying to grab your hammer, and you're like, hey, what is up with these demons?
I just did this. I just better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And she backs away from Tenpenny. She's a little.
Okay. Well, I guess we're taking you back to town.
She's like, finally, some sense comes out of the. Comes out. Yes, please. You'll be rewarded. Just get me out of here.
You guys think we should burn this place down?
No,
they're sick of dying in here.
What direction did you two go off in? Just
what do you know about the sick people? Because
I know
room?
Basically, I know you guys haven't gone.
It's not in there.
Me and Matt gone in that. Yeah, we've gone sick. Person.
We've gone in every
other
room.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like
so,
we can go upstairs and look around. Just anywhere, everywhere but that room.
We already were upstairs.
Well, we're just like looking for women, like winter clothing for her.
Where's that one room?
We're
over there.
Okay, well, you two, give me. Actually, everybody, give me a perception check real quick.
Oh, let me get these phony weird dice out of the way. 25.
25.
18.
That's also enough.
20.
4.
Well, you're in the middle of a mini quest, a side quest.
He's very focused.
Yeah, you're very focused. You guys hear, you hear, like, it, for some reason, just in the middle of, like, there's this, like, certain silence, everyone talking, no one says anything, you suddenly hear a door open, like, just, like, kind of, like, creaking, like,
where are we at right now?
I don't know, that's what I was
saying.
Oh
my god, it's a Yeti.
not the Yeti.
I just assumed you guys were downstairs, at least.
Yeah, we're just kind of walking
okay.
around.
Yeah, you weren't very far away, I know that.
Let's just say we're in this room.
Okay,
that
yeah, that's fine. And you guys, you see slumping out.
Oh, crap.
Of here.
No.
You see three very, very, like, almost zombie-like humans emerge. And they're like, no. No, our meal ticket. No. And, like, the guy in the back's like, I want to see the ocean before I die. And,
What are you dying of?
And, yeah, they start walking towards Argentina, and she's like, she screams, she's like, ah, kill him, get him away from me! And she, like, runs, she kind of runs off.
Alright, I want to do something that's going to be kind of weird.
And,
if they're walking towards us, I'm going to have, like, my sword or something in my hand, I'm going to try to flick the fire embers that's in that fire pit at them.
Okay.
Like a big, like, you know how they do in the movies type, type
yeah.
thing, where they have that big thing of, like, ash and burning ash and stuff on their face.
You can,
yeah.
You
can burn them.
Don't fucking care. I don't want to get sick, and I know...
I know, you're a barbarian, that's fine. This
I
is
got
great.
A better idea. Uh-oh, what you got?
Okay,
oh,
so, yeah, I'll give everybody an action before,
I don't know what you want me to...
I'll go last after
the
because I'm interested to see what everybody else wants to do.
Go ahead.
What are you sick of?
We know what they're sick of. They're sick of the...
I guess it'd be like a dexterity sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know.
Yeah, that would be like improvised weapon.
Kind
of.
Yeah, just give me a roll. We'll see what happens.
17 unmodified right now.
Okay. All right, so you're... Let me see.
If you want your strength, that'll be a 20. Dex, that'll be a 19.
Do an attack roll against the brazier. Whatever it is. Brazier.
Well, I rolled a 90, so that's pretty good.
what?
Yeah, no,
I don't
percentage.
You have a 90?
Do a percentage.
Oh,
no, 9%. No, I don't have the 100 die where it's at.
Oh, it's in there.
Then I have one of those again.
So, yeah, you were able to. You were able to just.
22.
I guess everyone, you guys, just watches Zeresh suddenly shove a sword or his warhammer into the fire, and he just, like, flicks up a bunch of ashes, and it's, like, perfectly timed, smacks this guy, like, dead in the face, just like a flaming piece of wood, and his other buddy just gets a whole lot of ash, and he starts coughing, and, yeah, this guy goes, ah! And he starts screaming, and he starts coughing, like, immediately. And his other buddy, like goes to the floor.
Permission to say one-liner. Permission to say one-liner.
Granted.
Kiss my ass.
Oh.
He stands up. He's fine. all right. So, yeah, I'll do some damage accordingly. But
oh,
Jiro,
I forgot
to
have some shitty spells
the one.
Loaded.
Right, also, that's it for me
today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
create 2 gallons of water above his head. Have a drop on it.
Nice.
Can you put? Can you like make it salt water? Can you be specific?
No. I just flying them. Wholesome, drinkable water.
No. Okay. So yeah, you summon 2 gallons of water and they just dump on his head. And he immediately just goes. And he sees like shivering.
Oh.
Push him outside. He'll die of hypothermia.
Yeah.
So yeah, and they're like, finally, they're like, oh, get her. And yeah, you guys left the.
Well, we're not getting out of.
I thought it was pretty good of action.
Oh, sorry, you're right.
Well, we're not getting out of this one. I'm gonna.
I guess if you guys want a pre-roll initiative, go ahead.
I'm gonna hand an apprentice, I guess. I'll smack him with.
You guys are just like torturing him.
Oh, I didn't do very good with that.
I'm gonna do intimidate. I'm just gonna be like, you guys are already sick and dying. Do you really want to die this way?
And burning away.
Okay.
I got a 6, so I'm guessing that I missed with my main.
I just pictured that. I'm flinging ash in their face. Ryan got them all wet, and so they feel like this one hand go.
Not mage hand, it's
the
staff.
That's not enough.
Oh, the staff.
I don't need mage hand. Argentina is their ticket out of here.
You guys are going to die anyway.
Oh, well,
I'll
just kill him.
Does anyone got an extra pencil?
No.
No, we don't have mechanical pencils.
I think he does.
I guess
he's
I'll just consider,
well.
For right now, I'll just consider Azel not
back
here. Just
I'm always
in
the
yes.
Okay.
Go
right
or quicker.
Right now.
Go
right
back
now.
To you.
You never know.
Oh, shit. It's probably the best roll we'll do all day for dumbest fucking combat you guys will have all day.
A bunch of sick, dying, burning. One guy trying to get any ammonia if he got to freeze to death.
Yeah.
What are they sick with? Like, winter
or
something?
What
do
you guys get vomited on?
Something weird?
Yeah, they are sick. Tenpenny mentioned it to you in her song.
Yeah.
That they had.
I can't remember.
Song? Tenpenny sings?
She was singing while she was cooking.
Yeah, you guys, she was singing while she was cooking. Yeah.
That's also the episode.
I mean, you guys could always ask her what her awesome number one hit single is.
Stir me, baby, one more time.
Nothing that good.
I'm trying to think how it went.
All right, Jiro.
Eight.
Snarf.
Snarbart.
Sorry.
Figure it out. 17. And I turn into Batman. I put on my Batman costume.
14.
And Zeresh.
11. I'm quite impressed with myself, so I'll pass it back.
Okay, so yeah, I don't know what's going on. Maybe you guys just got caught off guard, but the bandits are definitely sick and ill and burning. They are gonna go first.
Is Tenpenny going too?
Actually, let me see what she's gonna do.
She's still lower stuff than me.
She's not. No, she likes the cat.
Yeah, we're best friends.
What about me? I gave her that master thief.
Well,
kit.
I rolled a 20 on the potency check.
I gave her some.
I gave her my love and affection. I sat in her lap and rubbed my head against her.
I did not do that.
Okay.
And I told her soup was good.
She comes over. She comes over to Argentina and she starts talking to her, and it's kind of low. Can't really understand what she's saying at the moment. You guys are kind
of
focused on.
Do any of us notice?
Have you ever been with a female dwarf or a female orc before?
Yeah, you guys notice, but you don't. She's not like harming her or anything. It doesn't seem like a rough conversation at all. Willem, are you on the stairs, or are you...
We were around the...
Okay.
The rug.
The rug. Okay. Yeah, I guess I should... Okay, remember. Yeah. Anyway, the cage is right here. Just...
Okay.
Well, let's throw him in the cage.
I'll just use this. Okay. Yeah, Azel jumps in the cage.
She's there.
Azel, stop talking.
I'm not too worried about it. I think you guys will be okay here. If some reason shit goes horrible, I'll bring a Zelda.
Okay, well, she's just thinking, I guess.
Okay. She marks where the cage is what she's doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, these...
There was in the cage.
What, are you in this one?
Yeah.
Okay. These guys.
I just don't want to get sick. That's all I care about.
Go towards the cat.
What am I, cute?
You might get cat scratch.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that a 10 does not hit your AC. Zero dexterous.
Yeah, I'm
pretty.
But it gives me pause.
These guys.
Thank you.
Take me a second.
Yeah.
As in,
I gotta take a opportunity to get the one.
I was reading and
what's,
that was just
what's
in
the
my
thing
brain.
That wants to do that? I'm just curious.
He walked past my.
Oh, is that
threat area?
I'm still in 5 foot range.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, he stopped. This guy's gonna attack, let's roll for both of them real quick. This guy's gonna attack Willem, and this one's attacking Zeresh. Don't do it. Holy fuck. They don't hit. Yeah, they're just very desperately trying to hit you guys, and it just doesn't happen. Alright, so... Back to now we go to Schnarbart.
All
right, I think I got it right that time.
Schnarbart, you did.
It's the first time for everybody.
So can I talk to him before attacking and still be able to attack?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can talk to him, but if you're gonna do like an intimidate or diplomacy, that would be your action.
If I grabbed a hold of him, would that add to my intimidate? If I'm right in his face.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah. That would be a combat maneuver technically. But,
okay.
If you're just going to intimidate, that's fine.
Okay.
But I wouldn't, after that, you would let go of him. You wouldn't have him.
Okay. Well, or just, I have my star knives and they're,
okay.
Right on his throat.
Yeah, that's better.
I feel bad trying to kill these guys. They're, half sick. And I just kind of be like...
Yeah, it's weird to see you have mercy now.
Well, Fraser either.
Just kidding.
I'm just going to be do you really want to do this? You guys are sick and dying. Wouldn't you rather have a peaceful death?
So you're doing intimidate or diplomacy?
Intimidate.
Okay.
17.
He said a peaceful death, and he said a peaceful in death. That's
yes.
The dagger.
And I'll also be and tell your buddies to cut it out, too. This is, I don't know.
Shoot it out.
That's definitely enough. He starts crying.
Oh.
He's just I have a family, and...
You don't think she has a family?
He's all wet, too, so you can't really, like... you can't really... he just looks so horrible right now. Just absolutely, like... Sad. Yeah, sad puppy. Just, he's coughing, and, he's like, what am I gonna do? And he just kind of slumps to the side. He drops his weapons.
Oh.
Or his weapon, and, yeah, he's like...
I have a feeling Gyro's just gonna kill him anyway.
Go to your... Why are you not with your family right now?
Gyro?
Jiro.
Are
you asking him?
Yeah.
He's like yelling from across the room?
Yeah, I guess so. Well,
I guess I'm far away from that.
Well,
I don't see
my
you.
Wife's taking care of the kids. I'm a bandit, man. I don't know how to do anything.
I say you and I'll just be like, if you get your friends to stop, turn your life around, we'll try to help you guys out.
He's like, all right, Jeff, Mark. Anyway, all right. So, yeah, he drops his weapon. He's kind of calling out to his teammates. They just kind of ignore him. They're like, no, man, we got to get her. This is our only chance. The ocean, come on. Come on, Ryan. The ocean. But anyway, Willem, it's your turn.
Well... We won't kill your friend, but we'll kill you. I guess I'm gonna just—he's close enough. I can staff him, right? Maybe I should.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
I should probably shield up. I'm gonna cast shield.
He'll be able to attack you. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That causes if I
cast
well,
if any kind of
spell.
If,
you cast a
spell.
If you just move 5 feet, you're fine.
Yeah,
and you can go and do it.
Yeah.
But if you only have him too, you.
Yeah, I better do it now. I'll back off 5 feet and cast.
Okay. It's a good idea.
Well, you gotta make the sound that the spell makes when you cast it.
I wasn't
expecting that. I thought it was gonna be like, shing! That's the person.
That's drawn a sword.
That's true. Boom!
That's drawn
sword. I guess you're right, that
that's
is true.
That's why. That's how you gotta play
a wizard
class.
Zarash, what would you like to do?
Kill fucking everything!
Do you have cleave? That would be a great time to cleave.
Soon.
I feel it coming at another level.
This doesn't really give me a good idea.
Fucking ocean, you stupid fucker!
I'm gonna get a +4 in mine.
Fuck you, fucker! 21!
Oh, yeah.
This is with, well, I'm supposed to have the arm sword out, so.
Okay, yeah,
I'm
you
sorry,
will,
it's actually 23.
Okay, you connect very solidly.
That will be at 8.
8? Which one were you hitting?
Is one of them the one that burnt already?
Yeah, this one over here. That was moved over.
Which one attacked me, I guess I should say?
This one.
Fuck that guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't ever swing a weapon at me! Fucker!
I kind of am like, man, that guy's got some problems.
Yeah, he goes straight down his face, onto his chest, into his left hand, and he just gives out this, and just collapses.
Well, get away from him.
Then I say, you were cut out to be a bandit and turned out to the other one.
I hate you guys.
I feel the earth moving as the
grass
in the center of it.
We should bring this back up.
I say it over to Jiro. I say, we gotta hurry up and whisk her out of here.
Every time a pun is made, there is an evil entity in my games that just gets stronger and stronger. And may appear at some point.
I hear David say that, and I go, quiet, this does not pertain to you.
Damn.
Oh, man, you got a pun off going.
I say, I didn't read that clause in our contract.
They're going to start being standard actions.
At least I know which one's going to be in the next catastrophe.
Oh! Oh!
It spreads. It's like a disease.
It's kind of. They got a disease.
Oh, you said pun!
I don't deserve that one. He has the last one.
Yeah, right. So, yep, that's everyone's turn. cycles through. Back to the bandits.
I go into a bar and say, put it on my tabby.
Thank you.
No, it doesn't even make sense. This is an invented scenario.
This bandit walks over to...
yeah,
by the way, I love that. I love that thing.
I guess...
I didn't understand what he was asking about.
I think that's what he's asking.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, I guess you already...
I'm going to have to tell my saber fencers that.
Yeah.
The one that the bandit that's intimidated and soaking wet.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Walks over,
like, I don't know
real
if I'm spelling saber
ho-hummingly, just...
Either way works.
Does
he's
it?
Like,
okay.
Jeff, come on, man.
It's like theater.
I'll get a tag.
Oh, okay.
He's like...
Do I get a tag opportunity for going in my threat range?
No.
Just leave.
Can I tag him anyway? Here, he did.
Oh.
So if he would have moved here...
He's unarmed. That's on...
So I should have gotten one from another guy, right?
Which other guy?
Exactly. We would have had them for both of them.
No. Oh, I thought it was if they walked past. I mean, like, actually, like, away from him. But
no, like, they would move, like, here to here within the threat range, they would.
Okay. Oh.
But technically, you have to make an action within the initiative to be able to do opportunity attack, so.
Oh.
It works out.
He's going to try to convince his buddy here
that
this is a bad idea.
It's brought to you by Ryan. He knows a lot.
Hey, you play Pathfinder.
Okay.
A lot of bad money.
So he's trying to get...
Yeah, he turns back to him, and he's just like, what the fuck, man? Like, it's like 500,000 gold we're talking here! And
when I attack him, he's got to be doing something so I can attack someone.
And I don't think you can get an opportunity to attack with free actions.
He
maybe
around, he
maybe there's a feat we can homebrew for you.
You get attacked.
If anyone opens their mouth, I hit him. But he's like, 500,000 gold, come on! Get your sword! Help me. And he's going to swing at Zarash again.
You son of a fucking bitch.
He just swung at Willem last time.
Fuck. He does not hit.
No, I'm not in.
Or maybe he just like petting. Right.
I moved out. I backed
out.
No, I know, but I was just saying last time. Because he said...
What did you say? Sorry.
It was just that you said he attacks Zarash again. The guy that attacked him the first
time. Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Anyway, it doesn't really matter. I don't know why I had to say it. But I did.
Yeah, he attacks Zarash, completely fails, and that's it. We go to Starbart. Come on, Eric's getting the die ready. He knows what he wants to do.
Yeah, sure.
Is this part is the brain? Like, can I pass here?
Yeah, you can pass there. That's just my amazing artistry.
All right. Since this guy's being a dick. I stab him.
I probably should have clarified. He's like, I don't give a fuck about your family.
So I can only do I can only do two weapon fighting if I haven't moved, right?
Yeah, correct. You'd only get two.
Is there feet where you can?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. But I haven't seen like
be.
I have not.
Like, it's a smaller creature with like a mount. You can use the mount's movement to get there and still do your full round of attacks.
Yeah, I have not looked at anything past like.
I jump on Jiro and have him ride me over there.
There are characters that do that.
Really?
Yeah, there are characters that will use another player's mount.
I'll just attack him normally. That'll be a 19.
Yeah, that's very solid.
You have a society group that has.
In fact, you may this may
and,
you may
yeah,
like maybe too easy, maybe sad.
Four points.
4 points of damage.
Yeah.
he lets out a gasp. He's not down. He's still got his weapon, but he's. If he didn't look bad enough before, he's looking really
free action.
Bad
can
now.
I be like surrender? What else? What do you?
Yeah,
you're gonna lose.
He just stares at you with the eyes of a dead man.
All
right.
Foreshadowing.
Willem, what would you like to do?
Smack him with my staff with my hand of the no. Hand of a breath.
Oh, that's right. I'm so used to wizards having a familiar rather than.
Then what? A flying staff?
Yeah,
so
well, he's got a bonded. Yeah, he's got a bonded.
11.
An extra spell
today. 11? That does not hit.
Yeah. Alright. Where did I put my mechanical pencil?
Did you lose my pencil?
Do you want me to
go? I'll find it. That's
you,
fine.
You can go now. Willem, was that...
I missed.
Okay. I didn't know if you wanted to move or anything else.
I didn't know.
Nope,
I didn't remember where Jiro was in the pecking order.
Yeah, did Jiro go?
No,
but I don't attack, so...
Where did
enjoy
that pencil?
Oh, you don't?
No, he went last round. He decided.
No.
Oh, okay.
Or did you?
No.
Okay, sorry. Do you want to go now? Is there anything you want to? You sure?
I'm good.
Okay.
The Barbarian Smash.
How'd you lose that pencil already?
I'm talented that way. There it is.
Alright.
Talented that way.
Now, Eric probably wouldn't do this.
You wouldn't
hit anybody in the face?
No.
Way to not metagame.
But Zerash is so pissed off right now that he got swung at twice.
You're not raging, though.
No, I'm not raging.
Okay. Alright. So you can get, there's an anger level, you're saying. You're not.
You're gonna have a loss.
I'm getting close.
You're at penultimate, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to try to grab him. This is the guy I burnt before, right?
Yes.
I'm gonna fucking dunk his goddamn head.
I love it. That's right. That's what I was thinking about doing earlier. Once I see him B, and I mean,
yeah.
Well,
I think it works.
Maybe.
I don't know. He's like half sick and almost dead.
He's got some minuses.
It'll be a 10.
No, it's close, but it's not enough.
I get mad.
All right, now
now I'm even madder.
I'll take a shot.
I start raging up.
Okay. Which you hit the one that's? Are you hitting the one you dump water on, or you hitting the other? Okay.
The other one.
I was expecting more water.
What are you shooting him with?
Crossbow.
Oh. What class are you?
Oracle.
That's right.
Do yeah, something. He's got he's a
time to hit.
That's almost. He's got a his combat skills aren't so great.
Yeah.
He's got a very I can't remember what the trait is.
Was it
like
your strength like
four.
Six or something crazy?
My strength's a nine.
Nine.
But one of my curses is the blackened, where you get -4 to my attack rolls.
Oh really? But you get something else?
I get the offensive fire spells.
Oh,
no.
Do I still have the -1 on my constitution?
Yeah. No. Why did you have that?
From fighting that guy upstairs.
Oh, he got poisoned.
Oh, that's right.
I guess it hasn't been 8 hours.
No.
It's not like
no.
It's a fight. I don't know why I talked about it. Anyway. Do something Oracle-y. I haven't seen you do any Oracle-y things.
He hasn't.
Tell me what's going to happen.
Oracle-y. That's not what Oracle do.
Didn't you see that was going to happen?
Do you want to do something to his character real quick? To the cat?
This is out of
the... Well, I'll wait till we're out in the middle of the woods and dump water.
Yeah,
I was going
just freezes.
Oh yeah, if you did that outside, if it's cold enough, would it just turn into ice and fall on somebody and hurt them?
Right. Jesus. Once again, the wet bandit tries to convince Jeff that this is a terrible fucking idea, and you're on your last leg.
The wet bandit.
And
start kidnapping gays.
Yeah, he's like, come on, this is your only chance. They're obviously gonna kill you. He's like, no!
Jeff's an idiot.
It's 500,000 totally idiot!
Now I feel like we're Texas and we're killing retards.
I thought we were fucking gang members.
No, man, no. No. No, we got this. We got this.
Alright, so he's gonna try his luck
I'm about
on
to
the,
go gangbuster on these guys.
He's gonna try his luck on the kitty. Again.
I'm going from flopper to proper. What's that? Natural 20?
On your die, I'll give that back to you. That is a.
Did you confirm?
It's a natural.
Natural one.
It's a one.
Oh. What's going to happen? I hope he trips and falls.
Let's see what he rolls. It's going to be good. Not enough to be horrible, finally. But, yeah, he horribly misses, drops his weapon due to the air it swing. All right, now we go back to the top to...
Snarbart. All right. Snarbart. I say, since you have failed to see...
What your buddy?
Okay. That we are going to destroy you. It'll be my pleasure to destroy you. And I'll do both weapons.
Okay.
So it'll be a 19 on the first one.
Alright, that's definitely a solid strike.
And that one's not gonna hit.
I should have healed him.
It'll be an 8.
Alright, whatever you roll, he's dead.
7 points of damage.
Alright, yeah, he gets cut down, he screams. And he's like, 500K! And he dies. 500K.
I like his butter cake at first. Like, why
all right, he said it, guys. Let's do it. You can't deny a dying man.
That is an absolute alignment shift.
Would that be pervert?
No,
what would it be?
Yeah.
Degenerate?
You'd be completely off the grid. Like, you're just... way past chaotic evil.
What if you started the mini game and that's all the players wanted to do? Like, every chance. And then we go in that room and Bukkake...
It'd get boring after maybe 5 or 6 times.
After a while, you'd be like, guys, seriously, I think you have a problem. If you guys want to do this, just go do it.
I've masturbated this much in a day, and you don't have that one off come. Like, you're out. You're spent. There's nothing you can do.
I took a special feat.
All your guys' skin is really tight against your body right now. You're completely drained.
Even Sir comes a lot.
Why did we go down this path?
Because that guy yells
something
as
you die. That's not the path that I wish to find.
I don't remember when we worked on it.
That's
combat. That is ended.
Nope, there's still one more guy up.
Sirash, don't!
I'll try to implore my friend, he surrendered.
He surrendered, he tried.
Okay, well, go ahead and try to call him. You guys can do diplomacy checks or whatever you want to
do.
Sirash, no, please!
No, I'll say he's
don't
unarmed.
Don't
do
it!
Up. He can give us information.
Yeah, say Sirash, don't
do it. Sirash, don't
do
it.
Do we need to roll?
I'll say he's unarmed.
Here?
Warriors of the North would never do something so ignoble.
I would like to say something you could say, but I won't. I don't want to intervene. The puss speaks true. There we go.
No, it's something you probably shouldn't do.
But you can if you want.
I did. I rolled high. I'm good.
That's the best role playing somewhere today.
Thrash, no.
I pick up my long sword. I drop one. Try to grab the one guy, and I look at him and spit at his feet.
Okay, that's good.
I'm
good with
bodies.
That.
I start picking the other bodies and throwing them.
But very cautiously because I don't want to get sick.
After I search the body.
I don't touch any blood. Okay, you can search them.
Okay. You guys are actually going to touch these folks, huh?
Eric is. He said he was going to.
I'm not.
Well, I mean, if you remember what I said last time, it doesn't really matter.
I don't.
No, it's airborne, so who cares?
Oh, that's true. I put on my SARS mask.
You're not an Asia.
Don't clean your fur with your tongue.
that's the only kind I do.
Alright. You find on the bodies, both of these guys have them, a short sword.
Anybody want those?
No.
Wait, I was
two short
saying.
Swords.
What? Short
two,
swords?
Two short swords. Two short bows.
I mean, we could sell them, but I don't want them.
Two sets of padded armor. Two bucklers. 20 arrows between the two of them. I mean, each have 20 arrows.
20 arrows. I mean,
and then,
most of us have about.
Well, I have quite a few arrows, actually.
I have 30, so I mean, it's not like I need them, but if nobody else has arrows.
I have 31, so I'll take 20, I guess.
Okay. I'll take the other 10.
And then total, there is 16 gold pieces and 10 silver pieces.
Yeah, we don't need those. We can't sell those to anyone.
16 GP, 10 SP?
Yep.
And then 2 padded. Are we heading back to town?
I want to talk to my friend first before...
I'm your friend. Are we heading back to town?
I said, I don't... I just
we
met
gotta,
you
we,
guys.
We got to talk to the guy there.
Our Antia says, thank you very much. And her demeanor's completely changed, seeing how effective you guys are in battle and how cruel you can be. Your demeanor's
changed. Throw the fire.
you guys hear Tenpe? She's like... And she's talking to Argentina. She's like, I told you so! She's like, well, thank you, adventurers.
I
guess we're going to take you back to town in a minute, but...
Real quick. I want to talk to that guy and ask if there's any more bandits in there. And then also, whatever we do after that, I think we should have Tenpenny make us some soup, and we should probably rest here before, because I need to get some heal points and my constitution points back.
That's a good idea. It's getting dark.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you have anything you wanted to say?
Does the one bandit know anything about the Fae and the trick?
That's a good question, too.
He's very forthcoming. He's like, we made a deal with them. I haven't seen any in the trees, but they're certainly were surrounded. They're everywhere. We made a deal with them, and they've been staying out of our hair. But as for the one in the tree, you could safely assume that you're being watched.
Do they have anything, do they know about the Lady Argentine thing? Like, are they part of that? Like, will they be upset if they see us leaving with her?
I would assume so. And he's like, I should probably make sure that he's like shivering and like.
I said to my Oracle friend, I'm like, do you think you could heal him in any way? Okay.
Oh, what were you saying, sir?
Oh, I was just asking my Oracle friend if there's any way he could heal him. But I don't know if he can or just doesn't.
What else is in that room that you came out of? There's no more bandits there?
Yeah, that's what.
No, you slaughtered the last of my friends.
I'm sorry your friends wouldn't listen to reason.
It's okay. I
haven't
known very long. In our defense, we didn't kill the cook.
And yeah, he like looks over Tenpenny and kind of like scowls. He's like, traitor.
Well, as
oh,
we...
Oh, well.
When
I
we...
So...
I didn't kill that fake.
Guys, we need a place with a lock to lock this guy away. For
all right, there's a big hole in the ground.
Yeah.
Here.
If only there was some kind
cage.
Of cage.
No, I was wondering.
Lizard climbs out.
No,
like,
he
oh,
said
fine.
he'll help us.
We're kind of zealous. Fine, I'll bring you home.
There's a friend.
Lady Archer's like, please. Tenpenny has told me that two of the horses from our caravan are alive and well, and she has offered... in exchange for a pardon and one of the horses to transport me, help me back to Heldred. So
you're willing to go with... Okay.
Well, I...
If
we all,
you know...
We go all
yeah, because we need to get that...
We need
she's
money.
She's like, I have no problems having more armed guards with me.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to do. But Tenpenny is offered to...
Tenpenny, you're coming with us, aren't you?
And she's like, Tenpenny's a drifter. I'm always alone.
I go up to Tenpenny, I put my hand on his shoulder, I go, not when you're with us, Tenpenny. You're finally at home.
Are you trying to convince her to stay?
Yeah.
Okay, give me the post.
Jesus. I hate these new dice. Nine.
Nine?
You gotta break them in.
So,
like, you should have did the giant cat eye thing. Rolled 19.
Are you trying to convince Tenpenny to stay too? Oh, okay. Let's just say that might do it. That's not enough. She's like, thanks, Kitty, and she like pets you, scratches you behind the ear.
Tenpenny. Tenpenny. Don't leave us yet.
Thanks,
we're
Kitty,
not...
but I
Tenpenny, don't leave us yet.
And she looks over. She looks over at Willem.
Willem.
14.
14?
Yeah.
Wink at her.
Don't leave us, as he points to his crotch.
You
must have much of a treat.
She's like, well,
just
she
like,
seems
no,
kinda, she
I
seems
still
like
have
shield now. Like, she's like, with your,
you
with your well, I don't know what you were saying, but what did you want to say, basically?
Well, wait here, it's cold, it's getting dark outside, maybe it's cold outside.
I really should go.
She's like, yeah, I'm wanted in a couple states for that.
There's states in this world?
Or what? I think we should post up here for the night and leave all as one tomorrow.
I also say we should take some of that armor off the dead people and like boil it to disinfect it. And we should dress her in it, since if they see her leaving like that, they're going to know and they try to disguise her as one of the bandits.
Okay. So what, just as a consensus, what do you guys all want to do here?
We're going to rest.
You got two people for staying the night.
If we were going to head back, I'm going to say take all that stuff with us so we can sell it all. But if we're all wanting to stay here, I'll just say do whatever the hell you want.
It gives us time to gather everything up neatly and take it with us.
Neat? I don't know what this means.
Right.
And so you can carry more and even more money.
Did we find any winter clothing while we were looking?
I thought we already had winter clothing.
No, for her.
Oh, for her.
No.
Cold weather.
No, like, most of the beds you've come across have been stripped of the blankets. And
we're probably in that room, aren't
we? Let's go in the extra room. Let's go see what's in there. Oh, that's airborne.
Well, before I go in there, can I... Yeah.
It's been
I think just, like, one of us, because I don't think all of us should risk getting exposed.
Take the nicer clothes off, Captain.
What else is in that room?
I think you guys...
Yeah, let's send him to go get at the shit. He's already sick.
Yeah, what else is in that room?
Hold on, I want to make sure what the Raptor said.
What did you say, Ryan?
He mentioned that grabbing what Raw Rockar was wearing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you guys got his equipment, but technically I didn't include his warm clothing, winter clothing. So yeah, you have a set. Whatever you guys want to do with it, you have an extra set of
all right.
Clothing.
Lady Argentina.
Does Tenpenny have some?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tenpenny's fine. Or at least it appears fine.
I want to ask Ron to go in that room and grab all the blankets.
Who?
Ron.
Oh. Yeah, Ron's...
That's what you that's what you said his name was.
Okay. I don't remember what it was.
You know what? You want, this
Ron,
is like,
Jeff, and Mark.
This is like smallpox blankets. We
for
don't
my, yeah, for my...
that's probably true.
Let's go grab the blankets from
the
sickly people.
well, there's none out here.
There's a bunch in the one room.
Yeah, there's
was
some,
there?
Yeah,
the leader had them all.
Yeah. Well, he was upstairs, wasn't he?
Yeah, but they were all in his
bedroom. Okay, never mind. We don't want those
What else
blankets.
Is in that room, though?
Are we talking about the padded room or the
You guys are asking Ron to go into there?
What's in that room, Ron?
He's like, just beds.
Wait, he's Tenpenny now?
Sorry.
Is that part of
You got some phlegm in
your
mouth. Excuse me.
Yeah, he hacks all over.
What I was trying to say, sir.
He spits up something in the fire and green smoke comes out.
Yeah.
I can't. You know, we don't have any food.
He just says beds and... you know, a couple, I'll just read to the flavor text, actually. Four beds, two large chests, and a single table with four chairs occupy this room. This is
What's
all coming from Ron. He's describing this like he's selling it. Three windows look out to the east, west,
no!
and south, providing a grand view of the snowy gorge outside the lodge. Yeah, and Azel's like, yeah, all right. Cash register goes here.
I say, wait, tell us more about this snowy gorge.
Well, it's
okay. So we don't want to send any of our people in there because we'll be spotted.
Yeah,
so
I have a feeling we have to make a fortitude check.
Ron, let's. Can you go? What's in the chest?
Nothing's in the chest.
Can you bring the chest out?
We looted our own loot.
Oh, guess that makes sense.
But no, he says there's nothing in the chest.
Can I do a sense motive?
We emptied it out.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jesus Christ, I hate these dice.
What'd you roll?
A 2.
Oh, sense motive? That's a good
idea. You've never heard truer words.
Okay. I have a 21.
I got a
21.
20. 20.
That's 20. Yeah. 19. That's 20. Yeah, you guys have no issues. He seems to be telling the truth.
All right. Well.
He ain't lying.
I know, he's a human.
All right, well. Well, we're going to answer close enough, everyone.
You guys want to spend the night?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that would be.
All right, Ron. I know you've turned over a new leaf, and I'm sorry we're gonna have to do this, but we're gonna have to lock you in that cage.
Whoa!
Was it a cage?
Yeah.
I don't
want to
do
that. It's a cell, but it's essentially.
Can we pull the cage out?
Well, I say try. I mean, you might want some help. It's like meant for.
Let's pull the cage out of there. We don't need to put him
in
the
room. So I don't get.
We're gonna have to have guards anyway, so somebody can be watching him.
Well, here's what I'm worried about. This is what I'm thinking. They already said them little fae fuckers are already standing around here watching us. They already seen us kill a bunch of them out there, so they already know we're in here. So no matter what, something's going to fucking get us.
So we should all sleep in the cage is what you're saying.
Not the little one upstairs.
Or use your transport when they come in.
So, if we are staying here, I would suggest...
Boarding up the walls?
Oh, I suggest a big room for dress. I reckon we should get some of them beds, stick them in front of all these doorways, and kind of some kind of blockade in here.
I agree.
Otherwise, we're going to get a bunch of little pokey things in our asses, and I ain't going to be waking up with a bunch of little pokey things in our asses.
So I've got craft trap. Can I try to set something up?
Home Alone.
That reminds me of that one time
that's
you made a trap and you couldn't figure out how to disable it afterwards.
Because I didn't have disabled device.
Well,
I still know.
You have to have the thing. You have to have like the.
Well, I know. I'm gonna see. Look what I have to see.
Okay.
Well, we have that fire stuff, don't we?
While you're rising through that, are we close to having a break?
Let's.
We probably should call the episode because we need to go upstairs. All
right. Okay. So, are we? I guess we're home alone in this place.
Yes.
Yep. Which is fun since we have one of the wet bandits in here with us.
I guess Argentia thinks that's a good idea, and Tenpenny sort of nods her head in agreement. I think, it's getting dark.
All right. Let's. Should we seal off the upstairs?
We'll come back. We'll discuss
about.
Oh, okay.
All right. See you.
That's the cliffhanger. People.
At a different time.
Who's Danny DeVito? Which one's Danny? Or not
it's got to be the shortest.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Like the same thing.
The one whose face I cut in two.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.